The Osgood Files, sponsored by Sage North America. Make your business smarter and your life easier with software and other services from Sage. Get in the know at sagebusinessknows.com. This is Dave Ross. It was a rare moment of harmony on the House floor.
Throughout America, there isn't a name that stirs more love, more admiration than the name of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. Thank you, Gabby.
Representative Giffords voted yes. And on the CBS Evening News, Speaker John Boehner reassured Scott Pelley.
Are you saying it's not as bad as it looks?
It's not as bad as it looks.
Which sets us up for the next national debate, a debate tailor-made for harmonious discussion. It turns out the federal gas tax is about to expire. More after this from Charlie. The debt crisis may be over, but the real work of making specific cuts is just beginning. And that's where Democrats like Senator Sherrod Brown intend to push the issue of tax fairness.
One of the first things we ought to do is take away tax breaks for companies that outsource jobs. I mean, the Republicans dug in and wouldn't even let us change that.
But first, there's another deadline to deal with. Politico reports that most of the federal tax on gasoline is about to expire. Unless it's renewed by September 30th, most of that 18.4 cents disappears, taking with it a lot of federal highway money. In past years, the gas tax was renewed routinely, just like the debt ceiling was raised routinely. But now there are rumblings that it's time to break the gas tax routine as well. And those rumblings are coming from people like Senator Rand Paul.
Let's eliminate the gas tax. That would lower the price of gasoline, and that would be a stimulus to the economy.
And then there's Grover Norquist, the anti-tax crusader who inspired the debt debate. He's also on the record in favor of states paying for their own roads. We're going to wake up one day and find a toll booth at the end of the driveway, aren't we? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, August 2nd, 2011.